This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I mean, yeah, so that's why our finance team, for example, although say you go abroad on a dawah trip and you buy, for example, food for lunch, and say you're given £5 for lunch, for example.
Okay.
And it's part of our reimbursement policy. If you go to a developing country and £2 will be enough for a good meal to satisfy you, and you got £3 left, if you spend that £3 on like 10 donuts, you're paying that money back. Why? Because it's not about you should use all the money that's given to you for your subsistence. You should be scrupulous.
This is a charity, man.
And exactly. And the finance team, they have an ability to reject unreasonable spending costs. Let me tell you something, bro. One of our members of the team, they paid back money, not because they misused money. They used it properly. I think they lost an invoice.
Yeah.
They paid back £1,000.
No, yeah, I didn't know that.
Not only that, you have so many other beautiful stories because that's the ethic that we're trying to create, bro. Like, for example, if someone bends a dowel material,
I better keep my receipts.
If someone bends a dowel material that they can't reuse, the ethic is that they get money from their pocket and they put it into this blue money thing to give it back to Aira because they've damaged something that actually belongs to the Ummah. Yeah. And this is the kind of things that we want to promote, especially in a dawah context, because sometimes dawah and money, there's a bit of a negative reputation, to the point Ustad Asif Uddin, he said to us that we should publicize our reimbursement policy.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah.
But look, I'm not saying this just to praise Aira or its leadership. It's just, this is basics.
That's
what I'm trying to say. This is basics. We should be taken to be account. We should be transparent. We should have multiple structures in place. 100%. Even leaders within the organization should be transparent and should be taken to account. We should have processes in place that prevent from any wrongdoing, even the slightest. We should develop ourselves. This is all basic stuff.
Look, it's basic, and it's unfortunate that we hear about...
And don't get me wrong. We're not the only organization that does... I don't want to say, oh, look, we're the only one. No. I'm saying this because we need to create a narrative about the dawah, and the dawah when it comes to charity and when it comes to organizations and institutions, that we have a moral bar, right? And we have to achieve it.